You're listening to New England Public Radio News. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. Joining us today on the line, Natalia Munoz, host of Via Con Munoz on WHMP, and Chris Collins, contributing editor with the website Franklin County Now. Natalia, Chris, it's good to be with you today.
Thank you, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
We start this week with the situation at the Holyoke Soldiers Home. More than 70 veterans at the state-run facility who have died have tested positive for COVID-19. A recent report by the Daily Hampshire Gazette dug into meeting minutes and emails prior to and during the outbreak. Reporter Dusty Christensen says Soldiers Home Superintendent Bennett Walsh, who is now suspended, told the facility's board about COVID-19 plans at a mid-March meeting.
He indicated at that meeting that there were no cases of COVID-19 at the time, at least that were known, and that there were some preparations being made, for example, stopping entertainment, volunteers, visitors from renting a facility.
Natalia, the Gazette's report also pointed to emails indicating a shortage of personal protective gear, staffing difficulties, and trouble isolating COVID-19 patients. What do you make of all of this?
Well, it's interesting that only one person is being singled out, the executive director, and it's actually a systemic problem. I spoke with State Rep Aaron Vega of Holyoke about this very issue this week. And part of the problem is also there's not enough protective gear to go around. The staff are poorly paid. It's not a heavily regulated industry. All these factors and more are contributed to the situation where many people died. And I think, you know, singling out one person and making him the fall guy is not the way to address this tragic problem.
Chris, we'll have to wait and see what the state and federal investigations show, but is there anything in this report by the Gazette that's surprising to you?
Not really. I think Natalia nailed it. I think it's really important, though, that the investigation be as thorough as possible. I totally agree. You can't scapegoat one person. It's a systemic failure. But one thing that this pandemic has shown, if nothing else, is the weaknesses, the cracks in our existing system and our existing social safety net. So in a weird way, as sad as this is and as bad as it is to have the fatalities and the number that they've had, maybe there's a way to come out of the other side of this with a better system in place.
Also this week, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker extended the state's shutdown of non-essential businesses until May 18th. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, Baker says more progress is needed in combating the coronavirus.
We're moving in the right direction with respect to the virus, but we are not where we need to be. And I think most folks, certainly in my role in other states, are using similar guidance to make decisions about their states.
Baker also announced the formation of a new panel led by Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito to help examine how and when to reopen the economy. Chris, did Baker make the right call here?
Well, I think that it's a good idea to always have, you know, a bunch of different perspectives, you know, the best minds in the Commonwealth. The thing that concerns me is Western Mass is drastically underrepresented on this thing. As good as Nicole Chappelle, is the mayor of East Hampton, and Mark Kerouac from Bay State, there's not a single representative from Franklin County on there. And I just think that that's a problem and indicative of, again, of an East-West bias that occurs. We have an economy out here and we get hit the hardest when things break bad, and they're breaking as bad as they ever have right now. We need more representation on that panel, I believe.
Natalia, in listening to your show, it seems like even if some of the restrictions are lifted, you aren't going anywhere for a while. Care to tell us more?
Yes. I want the science to tell me when it's safe to go to the supermarket or just be out there in general. I understand that we need to get the economy moving, but not at the expense of people's lives. And until science tells us exactly how should we behave with this pandemic and we're certain of it, I don't think it's a good idea. Okay, people start going to school. Sure, go to the basketball game. Open up Walmart. Everybody, let's go. I'm not going to go on what politicians tell me. I'm going to go on what healthcare leaders tell me.
Let's turn to COVID-19 testing for a moment. Medical officials in Western Mass say efforts are ramping up in the area, but there's still more to do. Some doctors say they've been able to get more patients tested, but there's still not enough testing for the homeless population and also not enough tests for so-called surveillance testing, which is people who might not have symptoms but still want to be screened. Natalia, does more attention need to be given to Western Mass when it comes to COVID-19 testing?
I agree 100% with what Chris said. Western Massachusetts, you know, okay, great. Part of Western Mass is represented on the governor's team or the lieutenant governor's team, but there's a whole other swath of Western Massachusetts people are not getting tested because there are not enough tests. Recently, yes, you can go to Cooley Dickinson if you're presenting some symptoms. You can get in there the next day. They will give you the results within a day or two or 3 days. But that goes back to your previous point of lockdown. For me, the lockdown is, when do we have a vaccine? When do we have a cure? When do we have treatment in a set of rules that makes sense for to return to, okay, let's just spend money and move the economy by buying, you know, different things at different stores and across the country.
And it has to be safe. I mean, that's the crucial part. Don't forget, it took 4 years to get a mumps vaccine. And, you know, you hear the president talking about, well, we're going to fast track this thing, get it done within the next. I mean, he's more worried about November than he is about, I think, the general public safety. And that, to me, is not going to work. I agree. This is not something that a politician can decide. It's got to be decided by the medical experts. It's got to be decided by the scientists. And, you know, we hear talk of more contagion in Asia, that the thing is mutating. I'm not entirely sure we're going to get back to normal for another year. It really could be that long before we actually have a situation where the all clear is issued. So we better get used to the new normal real quick.
Chris, real quick, what have you been hearing and seeing in Franklin County in terms of testing?
Well, in terms of testing, I mean, it's been limited, obviously. I think the concern in Franklin County right now is the number of people that are dying. I mean, we're in, like, Greenfield is number 10 in the country in terms of percentage of people dying. That is a real concern. And a lot of it is because we have a lot of elderly up here. I also think that there's the access to really solid quality care is somewhat limited in some areas. It's scary. People are really, really scared about this. And with good reason. This is not like the flu. This kills people on an alarming scale. Until everybody in the country can be tested on a regular basis or accurately, this isn't going to go away.
All right, Chris Collins with Franklin County Now and Natalia Munoz, host of Via Con Munoz on WHMP. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
And thank you for listening to the shortlist, NEPR's Week in Review. You can also listen to us wherever you get your podcasts or by going to nepr.net/podcast hub. I'm Adam Frenier, and this is New England Public Radio.